This is Rant Radio. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, is this Rant Radio?
It most certainly is.
Well, what are you guys talking about tonight?
You know, stuff.
It's Sunday night, and it's 9 o'clock.
You guessed it. Time for the What the Hell Show. If you don't like what we're saying, tell us about it on the IRC, Internet Service, Rant Radio Channel, or ICQ us at 51-5558. You can also call us toll-free at 604-533-9191. We'll pick up the bill and send you the dime in the mail.
That's good, what it means.
And now it's time for the What the Hell Show with Drex and Sumerian.
He's the man.
Hey, we're on, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, here we are. We're on. It's What the Hell Show, Sunday,
30th.
The new feature for tonight is we had a mixer last week, if anybody's listening that was here last week. But it wasn't really a mixer. It was just sort of, I don't know.
Tell them if their levels are fucked.
It was
passive.
A microphone multiplexer.
Yeah, a microphone multiplexer. Sure.
But this week
we could plug three mics into it, but it didn't have volumes or whatever. It was just a piece of crap.
This week we actually have a soundboard.
That's right. We got a mixer. It's got volumes and EQs and
a blue button.
Somewhere along in the show, James is going to make my voice sound really deep and awesome. But not yet.
I like what nature has done for him.
All right, so we've got a disgusting hospital story. Apparently it is the most disgusting hospital story ever.
We should save that for later, though.
We'll save that for later.
It's certainly coming later. I saw Star Wars again last night.
Oh, God!
It was even better. I bought the Podracer video game. It slays. It is so cool. Yeah. Here, hold the mic.
which one? We've got several.
Oh.
You don't need to. You told me to.
He's holding up the CD disc to us in the room.
No, I'm not.
As we can tell, on radio, this has got to be just a...
I'm putting it up for your... for your
approval?
Sake, not for the listeners.
But you could actually keep talking to hit the audience.
I don't have multitasking. My brain is sick.
You don't have single tasking. Okay.
What doesn't have MMX technology in his head?
One track run.
And it derailed several hours ago.
That's all it is.
Thank
it went way off.
All right. Well. Anyway, so this video game kicks ass. If you haven't seen the Star Wars movie, we'll go see it, and then you know what I'm talking about. But it's the same thing as the pod race.
They're on the computer. The chances that they haven't bothered to go see Star Wars is slim, none, and nothing.
No, that's not true.
You're right. There could be one freak who can't leave his home.
The question is, can you play more than one pod on there?
You can have multiplayer, eight pods. People playing.
And you choose a different character.
Has to be a LAN, though.
Do you get that one with the four engines that goes and blows up?
Oh my god, NASA? Yes, it is so fast. But you know the most kick-ass pod is that, what's the guy named?
Savola.
His pod kicks ass.
You mean the one with the... sound, yeah, okay.
That's cool, yeah. But the only disappointing part about it, the only disappointing part...
Is how much you paid for it?
No, actually, I mean, as video games go, I feel I get my money's worth out of it, you know. It's not going to... It doesn't have, like, single-player lasting ability of lots of games, but whatever. Is the Tatooine course isn't as long as the one in the movie?
No.
But they have courses that are way longer than the one in
the
movie?
Do you have the Tusken Raider sniper teams?
Unfortunately not, but it says that they're in it, so maybe that's somewhere else. I don't know.
It's probably in the higher difficulty levels.
What's that?
It's probably in the higher difficulty levels.
Yeah, perhaps. I'm still hoping they have a longer version, but I don't think so. Whatever. But it kicks ass. It's totally fun. I was cruising around in your turbos. I finished the beginner level, and I didn't know that there were turbos. I just put it on maximum velocity and kept going. They let you blow up unlimited amount of times, too. It's really cool.
So for those people who have no talent or ability at these things...
It's not easy. There's some master, I don't know.
It's pretty tough.
Whoa!
Anyway,
you can't have the volume up at all.
Well, that's probably because of this, I guess.
Yeah.
That's all right, though.
All right. They said the sound is good.
Yeah, we've got Sumerian with the headset on.
Yeah, they said the sound is excellent.
Very professional.
Very professional. Wow, my microphone is crazy loud. Test. Which one is mine? Here I am. I'm on this one.
It's because of your...
Bassy. Yes. Very loud. There we go.
Cranial fluid dripping from my ears. Perhaps we should turn the mic down.
Okay. This is the number one. We're going to have a break in a minute. So
okay. Okay.
What else do we have? Anybody else have any stories to tell? We went down to Point Roberts.
Yeah, we'll tell that story.
And
who's playing with the mic?
What Point Roberts is
chicken, stop playing with the mic. It sounds like grr, 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 and it sounds horrible.
We also have the story how...
Somebody's
on the air.
I think it's Bob.
Hi, you're live on Rant Radio. Who is this?
Bob from Peru.
Hey, Bob, how's it going?
Not too bad. What's happening?
Oh, we're just doing a little radio show here that we do every week, Sunday night at 9 p.m. I think you've heard of it.
Have you heard of it?
I think I have. Yeah. I got a joke for you guys.
Oh, excellent.
Right. What's the joke?
Okay, why don't chicken wear underwear?
Because we go commando.
Why don't chicken wear underwear?
Peckers on their face.
Because what?
Because what?
They have their pecker in their face.
Oh, that was...
That's really poor.
You have anything else to say?
You have anything else to say?
That's worth a hang-up.
Bye, Bob from Peru. Gone. Gone, gone, gone.
That's right.
It
sucks when they get their hands on that lobotomy kit. Anyway, so Point Roberts is... There's this peninsula, and it just happened to be below the 49th parallel. It just happens to be. It's like 3 feet
below the 49th
it's
parallel.
It's about a kilometer, maybe two. So like a mile and a half. So below the 49th parallel. And then there's ocean.
So having no connection to the United States, but because it's below the 49th parallel, the map makers, cartographers, and morons that work in America decided to call it...
No,
the United States.
Okay, we'll talk about it more later. Anyways, that's the gist of Point Roberts. We went there yesterday.
Yeah.
We have a little story about it. It's not really that amazing. But
it's a tiny bit of the United States that we should own.
We can also...
Well, we could afford to invade it.
We could! It's that small.
You said the VCRs in there.
but if we did invade it...
But the problem is...
We could complete our military budget for the next decade.
The problem is, though, it's already been found. Recky doesn't need anything now.
Holy cow, your mic's super loud.
Okay. See, we also could tell the story of how Jack got treated like a bitch by all of his friends yesterday.
What's that?
Well, I know the story behind this. You weren't treated like a bitch.
Okay, so we have a... Ready?
Which one is yours?
Mine?
Yeah.
It's this one here.
This
number
one?
Number three.
Is it?
Yeah.
Speak. No, you're this one.
Are we broadcasting?
Yes, we are.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay.
That's number three.
I have two large dots of blue goo coming up.
Blue!
Uh-oh.
We'll be hammered for course tomorrow.
Warning.
Why, was it not loud?
I could hear everything. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of weird. Mine's, like, super loud.
Too loud.
That's a crappy microphone.
Why, because it's making noises?
No, because it's really quiet.
Well, also, it's in your
hand. It was really loud before. You changed something because it was way too loud.
Okay,
it was,
well.
Like, totally peaking earlier on. Okay, this is where we have
radio work. All right, professionals.
Which is this one?
That one is, this one, I think.
Send us to a break.
Send us to a break.
And we'll mess with this.
It's
funny. It's getting funnier every time I hear it. You guys just got me really tired. You were really drunk before.
No, I'm kissing my pants and laughing now.
It's not on.
You've been thinking
it was on before.
Is it too loud now?
Holy crap! Okay, speak.
Hi.
Wait.
Hello.
Hello.
I was like hearing you through that.
Yeah. So is it okay now?
It is. right, that was a long song. That was the Chemical Brothers. The Sunshine Underground. And so I just got that.
It's not 10% long song ratio.
I put the wrong one on. It's 8
really
minutes
long. Songs on. And
that's crazy.
Them off.
So if
it was a teaser.
Everyone out there should upgrade to the new Winamp 2.22 because you can actually see the song that we're broadcasting.
Could you go back? Could you give us that version number again?
2.22.
Oh, fuck off! Fuck off!
Why? I am cursed by the number 222. I work there at the pizza place, and anyone who knows me will testify that
bad things happen to Daxter on 222.
The number 222 shows up an unimaginable amount of times with me. Uncoincidentally, it just shows up. I mean, it doesn't sound that funny. It's not a weird story. It's true. It's just a curse with me.
Well, how many times does it show up and where?
Well, at least twice a day. License plate.
So I remember hearing someone say something about this before. Did you connect this with Satan's number or what?
Yes, it is. It is the evil number for no one else but me. It's my.
It's
own.
Only one third as bad as if you got 666.
But it's my own personal number of the beast. Okay, it's.
The prefix for the Department of
the man is here. Yes, we have a special guest appearance by Sean Kennedy, the fucking man.
He's emerged from the living room.
That is correct. After watching Jackie Chan do some very sick shit. Because Jackie Chan is doing some very sick shit.
That's right.
You haven't introduced everybody yet.
Oh,
yeah. That's right. We haven't introduced everybody. Here we go.
Here we go. Okay, so grab the video camera, which you people out there in Radio Land can't see. And here we are.
So we've got the Sumerian.
Oh, okay.
We're going to have to do this again later.
I'm looking very professional.
Look at side profile.
We got Sumerian.
You have to
say hi.
Hi.
Captain Kirk.
Hello.
Dak.
Hi.
The classic mode.
Yo, mighty chicken.
Mr. Dome.
Hello.
Projectile vomit, man.
Just kill me.
Vortex.
Hey.
We got Sean Kennedy, the fucking man.
No pictures.
And we got Drexel, that's me.
There's actually other people, I think, in the other room. There is there
the
some left?
Yeah, the dark one.
The dark one is here?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we have to go get...
We have to go get her. We have to grab... At least get them on camera.
We have to at least get them on camera, that's true.
So we can put them on the webpage so all you people can see it tomorrow and associate the name with the face.
DJ Vortex is trying to fuck the Chihuahua.
Oh, not again. Get away from the Chihuahua.
We have the dark one.
Dark one.
Hello to us.
Hello to you.
Okay, you know.
We also have Inky.
Inky's making some blue goo.
Yeah, Inky's doing
nasty blue goo.
Blue goo,
or is he like just making normal blue goo?
No, I think he's making some
nasty blue
goo. Are you making, hey Inky? Is this like virgin blue goo or real blue goo?
Whatever.
We can't hear.
So what are we talking about here? What are
we got Black Wolf.
We don't know. We need a. Oh, we got Black Wolf here too.
Still just trying to fill my face.
Hey, is there more Coke or is it just?
There's a couple.
We need a question of the day. We've been really failing. We've been really failing on that.
We should have.
I got one just simply because I moved this weekend.
Okay.
What is the first thing you move out of your house? What is the first thing? I like to actually hear what other people do.
What's the first thing you move out of your house when you're moving?
My gun.
No. You don't move clothes first.
Wait.
We have to establish the rules in case you haven't been here for the question of the day. The question of the day works like this. You ask a question.
Everyone thinks about it.
Whatever they want.
Yes.
So you don't say no, you don't move your clothes first.
Because you do.
You snicker at them when they say it. But it's not an argument.
I'm sorry, I was... If you're moving, what do you move first?
What's the first thing you move when you're moving?
Yourself.
And you don't have to answer...
The first and last thing is yourself, of course, but...
No, the first thing I move are books because I have too fucking many of them.
That was the last thing you move also, Desmond. It's religion agenda.
First and last thing,
okay,
that's it.
Okay, hold on. Your Daxter Squalor story.
Oh, 101. Oh, my.
I'd like to make a quick announcement. We've got a little over a gallon of blue goo waiting in the other room.
A gallon.
A gallon and a half, 6 liters. So if anybody's thirsty, go on in there. Any of our listeners out there in www.rantradioland can come right on over and have some blue goo free with every purchase. What are you buying? We can't tell you that on the air. It's illegal.
You can just talk. Like it's.
You have something.
It's amazing how much it picks up.
They're coming. Drink the Kool-Aid.
Drink the Kool-Aid quickly. They're descending. You can see the
that
lights in the clouds.
The vast majority of listeners out there.
Thank you.
Anyway, Dak Squalor Story 101. Dak lived in this just horrendous fucking rundown, like built in the late 40s, early 50s building, okay?
What are you trying to say?
No, we're getting here.
Mr.
Okay?
Don't. No, no, no. He's like making sign language over your head, and I'm like.
He's going to tie his hands up in an
office. So, anyways.
Okay.
It's because they don't want you to announce loudly with volume what they're saying. So
I had no idea
what they're saying. That's the point.
Okay, continue with the story. I can ignore him.
It's so old, it doesn't have elevators in it. The people across the street were junkies. We saw all the hypes outside the doors and all the rest of it. It was just a bad scene, right?
You live in the same neighborhood, dickhead.
I live in a four-year-old condo.
I live in the same neighborhood.
Yeah. But I've got a fireplace, a wraparound balcony, and, well, I get laid because it's a chick magnet. Well, yeah, that's the hair, too, but, you know.
It's got nothing to do with the condo.
It's even cropped down there, too. It's just power projection hair all over my body. So anyways,
Ryan has a flat top upstairs.
Yeah, totally noticed. So anyways, Desmond decides that's it. He's going to try to do the unsavory thing, and he's going to try to bail on his landlords.
Oh fuck!
So, which of course he gets busted for, which comes no surprise to the landlords because everybody ends up bailing on that. The other end up with a chalkout line, or they pack up and pull a midnight run. It's one of those two things. Either the cops arrest them.
Should have guessed the landlord made him a chalkout line.
Yeah.
See, the problem was is we didn't do that at midnight. We went out at noon.
Yeah.
I told you midnight.
Did I ever tell you the six P's? Prior planning prevents piss poor performance. Okay.
He was a tiny little oriental. I could have tied him into a knot. Notice he didn't bitch or complain that loud.
He found you, didn't he?
Actually,
yeah. But did he come down on me?
Actually, it's been my experience. It's very hard to tie little old oriental people in knots, generally speaking.
Not all of them know martial arts.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
All old oriental people know martial arts, as a rule. I never fuck with old oriental people, because there's just that chance.
You're Sun Tzu. I met you. Anyway.
There's some guy who's like, and he's got little almond eyes, and he's basically a Yoda without the ears, and it's a pain in the ass.
Literally, because that's where he'll stick whatever you try to hit him with.
Don't shake his hand, bow. That's why you never shake an old oriental person's hand. They will flip it back and stick it to your arm.
They
wrong
are
way.
Yeah, they'll give it back to you through your elbow. So
oh, anyways, getting on with the story. So here we are. We're trying to clean up Dak's apartment the best way we can, and there's no vacuum. I found.
Mike took it.
Whatever Mike took it, there was never one there, okay?
No, Eastman took it.
Oh, okay, well.
He has a thing for vacuum cleaners.
Yeah, well, we'll touch on that later. Actually, we won't touch on that later. Anyways, so here we are, we're running out of bags, running out of boxes, the place is a mess, there is a counter full of dishes. What do? We open up the suitcase and we sweep all the dirty, nasty dishes into the suitcase. We close it, okay? This was like, how long? 9 months ago?
Yes.
Okay? The suitcase is still in Daxter's bedroom. It has not been opened.
No, it's not in my bedroom. It is in the closet.
It has not been opened.
I'm not opening it.
Okay.
Oh, man. That's
I wish we had the video camera on the dark one so that we could get her visual expression.
That was a grimace.
And what else is still there? Like, let's talk about the bathroom. Actually, the bathroom has been kept fairly silent.
That's only because of the Grand Boy Scout himself.
Yes, the most anal individual I've ever lived with in the history of my life.
It's living with in your
anal?
Situation. It is feels awesome.
Anal? There's nothing anal about that, Dak. It's like when you walk into your bathroom and a giant germ opens the door for you. Hi, I'm Cocker Skokie Gary Don. Come on in here. Can I get you a towel?
Bring your swim friends in the foot. Powder, you're gonna need it.
Well, that's like all kinds of wrong. I'm sorry.
Number slob. I am not afraid to admit it. I don't care.
Yeah, but you're also a hypochondriac. So,
a slob and a hypochondriac.
You're
like, not a hypochondriac. He really is that sick.
Do not go to his house. He's full of biological warfare.
It's like that movie Outbreak, where you know, like they see the pelt kicking out the back of the door and they think it's food and stuff like that.
Exactly like the movie Outbreak. Jack is the monkey.
If we're going to mention sick
sick, disgusting stories about me, we're going to mention the worst. And that is that when I was living with the ringleader himself, Chris King.
Chris King is the ringleader.
Chris King is the ringleader.
Thank you.
This is all his idea. All of it.
Everything.
It's a little bit of Chris King sponsored my bounty on Mormons, which I issued on the last John Kennedy show.
Anyhow. That's because he's trying to buy land in Utah.
Bounty still stands. It's still $2,000 a head for all Mormons that are sent into Rant Radio. $2,000 a head or $1,000 near your choice.
So anyhow,
and no canned peaches, please. I know that trick. I tried to collect from them.
So anyhow, going on to the sickest Desmond story, me and the ringleader himself would not do dishes, so they piled up for better than about a month and a half.
Better than
a month and a half, and finally we decided, because we had ran out
just
of.
Just so you know, both of them are the most stubborn people I've ever met.
Yeah, well, what's the point? So anyhow, the dishes had piled up for about a month and a half, and we finally decided to clean them because we had no dishes left to actually eat off of, and we got tired of eating out.
And that styrofoam, goddammit, when they say it doesn't biodegrade, that fucking shit won't! It just sat in the kitchen and just stayed there!
There's only so much furniture you can make out of it.
So anyhow, so we basically cleaned out the sink, and we got a new level of mold. Now, you've seen green mold, you've seen black mold, you've seen brown mold. Has anyone here ever seen purple mold? Bright purple mold. I've never seen it before.
It was actually mold. I think it was fur on the germ.
It was getting cold.
Winter coat in order to keep it alive when the frost comes.
It was
evolving.
It was purple. It was purple.
However, we may diss the Daxter, but somewhere right now, there is a cockroach which has fallen to his knees and goes, "It is the Promised Land!" And if anybody ever tried to fuck with the Daxter, the insect armada would descend upon them. I saw a couple of goodwill people, a couple of Jehovah's Witnesses tried to sneak into his house, and I was sleeping on the couch there. In the middle of the night, they tried to sneak in and commit a cleanliness. They tried it.
It's all numbers.
And the ants came. And when they say they can strip people down to like their bare bones in less than a second, it's fine. And then the moths came and ate all the bones. And it was gone. And I sat there and I was scared.
Jeffrey D says, "Dirty ass scared. Canadians."
Dirty ass Canadians? That's because all the horse meat we eat.
Excuse me. It should be mentioned that this dirty ass Canadian is from New York. So,
in your backyard, Jesse. Hey, all I gotta say to that is white trash Afghanistan is everywhere, okay?
Yep.
The only thing that, thank God we don't have too many trailer parks in Cloverdale, that's all I gotta say.
Cloverdale, speaking of Cloverdale, what about that dilapidated ruins or shacks?
Yeah, right along number 10. It's like those green houses. They look completely run down. They're right in the middle of the commercial section. Have you ever seen them? They're like, what are they doing there?
They're holding out for big cash in the commercial section now.
I used to live in Cloverdale, and when they started doing the rebuild...
Give this man a mic.
They started doing the rebuild in Cloverdale. There was one of our neighbors who had this tiny little piss-poor lot that he ended up holding out. Now, I think the value of his lot on his taxes was about $120,000. That was property and house included. He ended up getting $350,000 because they wanted to put the condos that they ended up putting there.
Score?
Wow. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He shanked them, and I just loved it.
It would be better still if he just said, "Fuck you, and I want to die here." And he was, like, immortal. And you could have people, like, dress up like him to prove that he's still there. And he would just... Like, I would love to get, like, sick amounts of money. Like, Bill Gates has a seizure, spells his son's name wrong, and through some strange coincidence and a lot of effort on my behalf to hack, I managed to get all of his wealth. I would buy a huge fucking place in the middle of the British properties and paint everything plaid. And I wouldn't even live there. I'd let homeless people come in there and, like, beg on every street corner. If they ask where they are, they say they're just, you know, I do that Lash Lamboo thing and dump my shitter out in the drainage ditch. What are you, shitter's full, you know? That'd be fabulous. And drive the fucking property value through
the floor. That would be amazing. And tell those people in their Mercedes just all like,
Does Bill Gates have a son?
He has a wife.
He has a wife.
Have you seen his wife?
She's pretty good looking.
She's a fucking trophy wife. He begged her. I'm not kidding. There was an elephant gun involved.
No, there wasn't an elephant gun. Hi, there's Bill Gates. How about I say, give him a blowjob and get all his money? I don't fuck. I'd blow Bill Gates. Fucking money. Yes,
I could wear a very pretty.
Oh, how you doing, Bill? We're talking about a lot of money here.
Meal order. Tell me that lady wanted to marry you.
Mail order.
Didn't he marry his VP or something?
Yes.
It was his VP.
Yeah, and his VP, that was a stupid broad. Hey, I never had a girlfriend before, but I really like you, Ms. Vice President. You find me attractive? Absolutely, mommy. Absolutely, honey.
I hate to steal the line, but on the topic of Bill Gates, the digital revolution will truly be here when his kids are out turning tricks on the street to fucking pay for things.
I seriously would love to just... Have you seen the security in his house? I know a guy
who's
smart.
Smartest house.
What?
His house is the world's smartest house.
He built his house. It was so technically advanced. We're not fucking making this up. His wife.
It's true. Okay, wallpaper.
I wanted
2 + 2.
3.
5. Or I'd go 5. And I'd say, well, after this, my walls don't even fucking talk.
I'm sorry to tell you, but his wallpaper is actually giant video screens. And
yeah.
He just clicks a button and it changes on
He's the Vegas of people. I want this. Fucking the guy. Bill Gates, if you happen to be like the shit and listening to Rant Radio right now, two things. One, will you stop trying to dominate fucking everything? You've got enough goddamn money. Two, throw all your money at it and make a fucking lightsaber, because you can throw enough money at that to make that a reality. We can't do this. It goes against the laws of physics. Well, then just buy the laws of physics. You assimilate everything else. Just buy all the physics and fucking rewrite it and make it physics plus plus or P plus plus, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Microsoft physics certified 2000. Physics. Physics 2000. And like rehash all the new
And it only works on Windows. It only works on Windows.
Yeah. Right,
your lightsaber crashes.
Yeah, that's true. If you got your hands on it, it would probably crash every 20 minutes.
Reset.
And my whole world would go blue screen. And that would suck a lot.
I wonder, is there
system crash! You don't find this.
Are there any windows in this house?
Oh. Throw some rocks through those. Crash those windows.
Seriously?
Okay, we got a new promo that SOAB made. It's called Dead Man Walking. So I'm going to play that right now. And also another promo for another show.
Can we turn it up so we can hear?
No.
Back. Just turn that mic on.
Come on, boy. It's time to go. Get him strapped into that chair, Wilbur.
Yes, sir, boss.
Any last request, boy?
Yeah. I really like to listen to that Rant Radio one more time.
Rant Radio? That's for free, man. Throw the switch, Wilbur. Rant Radio. We got all the juice.
Oh, man.
DJ Psycho. 10 p.m. Yeah. Standard time. Every Saturday.
Kind of echoey.
I understood what you're saying. It was just
quiet. Is that on air?
We will be in 14 seconds. That's way too long of an outro.
Well done.
Well done. I like the Dead Man Walking one.
Yeah, I do.
Right.
Funk.
Okay. Let's get to our question of the week. And we do have some ones on the IRC.
That's a lame question, by the way.
It's a very lame question.
It's a lame question unless you're fucking moving.
It's still a lame question.
Hey, anybody got a question for us on the IRC? Somebody throw a question. Yes.
Question of the week. You know, like, if you're on a desert island, what would you bring for a record, a book, and a person? We're not doing it again, but in that line.
I have a question of the week.
What is it?
I have a question.
Okay.
I have what I consider to be the perfect punishment for the crime of pedophilia, which I feel is the most heinous of fucking crimes. It's even worse than murder, because when you murder the guy's fucking dead, right? Whereas the child has to deal with this shit for the rest of his fucking life.
So if you kill the kid and then pedophile him, is it okay?
It's better than killing pedophile and the kid letting him live.
What if you killed him so you could pedophile
him? Hey,
you guys are all getting out of control.
The question of the week is for myself. I don't know if I should go first or last, because I believe I have the ultimate.
Go last.
I'll go last. Okay, but that's, what do we do? Now, everyone who's ever listened to the Sean Kennedy Show.
Hey, Zombie 69.
Know that I have like a series of things that I always go on about bunchers and pedophiles and those kind of people, and the Chicken's first introduction when we had him going on about the bunchers and whatnot. Me and the Chicken have had more than our fair share of people that, you know, have been beneficial mulch. So that's the question. So I guess we'll go around the room, I guess.
The question is, what should we do with pedophiles?
What is the punishment for the pedophile?
Justifiable punishment.
It's punish the pedophile. What the hell? And feel free to
my opinion, we should make them all eunuchs.
Oh,
well. Chop off the nads and let them wander around, and we can all beat them with sticks.
Okay,
yeah, you have to do that in the States. In some cases, they use for a while a thing called chemical castration.
No, chemicals.
Chemical
Jaws.
Castration.
Jaws.
Yes, Jaws.
Yeah,
I've
never seen
chemical castration.
A movie, Big Jaws come down.
Yeah,
the movie is
Ice Pirates.
Ice Pirates. Yeah, just in like an Ice Pirates. They just have a machine like that, and they should have to endure the pain. No drugs.
No anesthetics.
And Darth Maul comes nuts off of a lightsaber.
That's like, it would be cauterized. No. Bleeding and everything. No stitches.
Trust me, you don't want. You'll know they say
your point is they'll die, so your point
okay,
is.
Okay, so cut the nuts off and let them bleed to death.
And then a strict whipping with twigs.
Twigs?
No, they might enjoy that. Okay,
I think I know what my personal one would be, but I think it's right next to being the same thing with Sean Kennedy, the fucking married man's. And so I'm not going to talk about it.
Yeah, we might come back. No, actually.
I'm going to be. Okay, hang on a second. The chicken deal doesn't make
it. Chicken check with me, and actually, it's not.
That's kind of interesting, actually, because this is the most fucking vile shit I've ever heard of.
Like,
apparently, and the man here can back me up on this, but a number of years ago, the wonderful people at the CIA came up with this chemical called the Interrogator.
Part of the MKUltra program.
If you ever follow conspiracies in the Sean Kennedy Show, you probably know all about this shit. Anyways, what this stuff does, if I'm not mistaken, is it's like this uber stimulant for all your like sensory glands and every little pain receptacle that your entire body can feel. And with like little passages of this stuff in your system, it basically turns your world into a living hell.
Well, you're essentially, if you don't mind, I'll just
explain more.
Okay, what it is, what the Interrogator was, is it's a two-part serum. It was designed as part of the MKUltra series. What they do is there's an antidote and the Interrogator drug itself. So you inject a guy with the Interrogator drug. After 30 seconds, you have a mild itching all over your body. After 2 minutes, you feel like your body's on fire, frozen, and being crushed all at once because all your nerve centers are going, oh, God, we're feeling all types of pain at once. And the Interrogator drug makes it so you can't go into system shock and you can't pass out due to pain because it's part of the integral mix of the drug. It's part of the stack.
Wonderful.
So, and after, at 8 minutes, like, people's hearts explode and they die.
But
what they do is they hit you with the antidote beforehand when the relief is instantaneous, and after they let you wiggle around on the floor for like 5 minutes, they hit you with the antidote, and after that, well, fuck, you'll do whatever they ask and answer any question you ever want.
But see, you can jack him,
You can bring them up, you can bring them down, and just repeat fucking cycle until they go mad.
Somebody says, is it like the movie The Rock? I don't know what that means.
They're talking about the really wrong way to inject atrophine into your system through the fucking chest with a needle that's like 9 feet long that he impales himself with.
Actually, ask the person if he's talking about what the supposed VX gas did.
No, that's
VX gas is something else.
That's a blistering agent.
What was the
we can hear that.
On the movie?
Can you hear that?
Yeah, it goes dung, 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 dung.
Sorry, I'm stamping. I was talking.
Next,
Jack. Toad.
Okay, well, I'm like really, really boring when it comes to my answer to what to do with pedophiles. It's like, one, if the person has any type of save ability as like some sort of redemption as a social human being, simple chemical castration. If not, it goes to my idea about justice anyway. If the person cannot be brought back into society, society should not pay for them, and we should simply execute them quickly, humanely, and without any form of... Like, there should be a basic appeal, but not with a bullshit level of appeal that you have in the American justice system.
Fucking bleeding heart liberal.
I'm a bleeding heart liberal. I'm very serious, but the thing is, I'm serious about that in all forms of justice. If the person cannot be redeemed for society, society has no reason to
Pol
keep that person...
Pol Pot! Pol Pot! Pol Pot!
I'm sorry. It's the way I've felt about justice for as long as I can remember.
That's really nice. DJ Vortex?
DJ Vortex is going to stay out of this argument.
I don't understand why you want
to bear no malice to pedophiles, so I don't care.
You what? You bear no malice to pedophiles.
I should care less.
This will be DJ Vortex's last show.
I'll smash this glass I've got in my hand against the wall, take the jagged edge, and cut your fucking jugular just for that.
You can do it! Cut his fucking head off!
What the hell? Does anyone want a burger?
Yes.
Yes!
Yes! I'm sorry.
Okay, who's willing to do the best favors?
I'll have DJ Vortex give you a blowjob.
Where's
mouth.
I don't want it.
You are especially the hungry.
Fish surprise.
Alright, anyway, so Darcinator?
Well, first of all, I have to make a comment on the chemical castration thing. Why chemical castration? Why don't you just cut them off?
Because mutilation isn't actually...
Mutilation's wrong.
Mutilation's wrong. So, if you're a pedophile, we should worry about what's wrong and right.
Hey, no.
Society has the right to basically...
I'm just questioning it.
Society should do what's right. Two wrongs don't make a right.
But the answer makes a statement.
Where were we? So what you're saying is that it's right to get them chemical castration, but it's not right to cut their fucking nuts off?
Yes.
Why?
Because chemical castration can be redeemed.
And what happens if the guy goes, oh, I'm not going to take my drugs
Why don't we give him a...
No, I'm going to go molest some kids.
Because these guys can still molest people with their fingers.
It's while they're
taking... Well, let's put it this way. I'm saying, if somebody basically... we're talking, the person has to have proven that, you know, hello, I can at least be decent to humanity, and I'm extremely...
We'll go both
you
ways. Chemical castration with the interrogator drug.
Oh, of course.
There we go. See, there is a way.
I think there's maybe a little bit of a misconception here. There's several different kinds of chemical castration as well. First off, yeah, there's the pills, and no, they don't work, because nobody likes taking their pills. But has anybody here heard of the new birth control system where they have a little rod?
Yeah.
They have that for chemical castration, too.
Yes.
And chemical castration isn't really a fair thing to call it, because nobody's getting anything cut off, and that's what castration really is. All this is a hormone treatment, so you don't actually have any urges for sex anymore.
I think
sign up for that. Listen, my whole life is screwed because I spend my time going.
Look at her ass!
Oh my god!
And
wipe that part of my life out.
And they could cryogenically freeze your head away from your body, and it'd be found between some bitch's legs. That's just the way it is.
Well, that's just because my nose wiggles.
I still say.
You'd be like the heads of that fucking those guys in Labyrinth with the ears flying, going, I want me some poontang!
Didn't you start
April
7?
Hey,
we got the inky to shut up.
I woke up, I was in a dress, I don't know how it happened.
Hey, it's better to wake it up in a little kid's race car bed.
Oh, I know that would be true.
Because then you'd be chemically castrated.
Are we talking about the brick?
No, we're talking about me when I woke up in this little kid's room with it, and then the Down syndrome kid came in pumping his chest, and I was like, what the fuck? How did I get here? It could have been worse. I could have woken up in the longhouse. That's a bad way to wake up. You wake up in the morning to... It's a bad scene, and they're like, oh, and I'm like, wow, that's a large wooden mask with a bunch of straw coming out of it. This brother's the fuck out of here. Actually happened. That's a different drunk story. But anyway, luckily I never fucked the Down syndrome child. What actually happened there is that the brick, who is a cohort of mine, actually fucked the Down syndrome child's mother in the room with the child watching. So it wasn't technically child abuse, but...
it's close.
It's
bordering.
Close. I simply got drunk and wandered into a place where there was something soft, which turned out to be a child's race car bed. But let me tell you, that's a bad way to wake up.
What did I do?
So you wake up and you got all these like big elephant letters and shit in this race car bed, and you're thinking, oh my god, when I roll over, if there's a small child next to me, by rights, I have to cut my own fucking
okay,
head
off. Let me say... That would never even cross my mind, because I know I would never fuck a child. So I wouldn't even cross my mind that, oh my god, I'm in a child's bed. Maybe I molested some child. What are you thinking? You have to be just hidden deep within your
Drexel, you've obviously never been so drunk that not only did you not know it was a good looking or a bad looking woman you took home, but you didn't know the sex, you know, if they're male, female, animal, vegetable,
and who knows. And you know,
I understand.
Rex, you've never been to Shiloh.
I have a question regarding what the definition of pedophilia is in these people's minds, too.
My definition of
would everyone in NAMLA be killed?
Yes. There's actually a $6,000 bounty of every NAMLA
before it comes. Or it becomes pedophilia.
Well, okay.
If a 16-year-old girl wants to have sex with, like, a 21-year-old guy...
Okay, wait, how about that? Now. There's the question, Luke. What is the age of consent?
Well, okay, we'll finish this one. We'll finish this one first, and I have an answer to that. But anyway, Captain Kirk?
Kurt.
Oh, yeah.
I guess who's... It's pedophile...
What did he say? Everybody in what died?
NAMBLA.
North American Man Boy Love Association. The people who honestly believe, who are fucking lobbying, wait for it, who are lobbying. They go out on the fucking streets, they hand out literature saying, it's okay
for
it's
men
okay
to have sex with little
for
boys.
Me to fuck my son!
The angle?
This is beautiful.
It's from behind.
The angle. Besides that, the angle they're putting this out on, you know, they're kind of trying to twist it with a positive spin. They're trying to say, a boy should have the right to have sex with whoever he wants.
What?
Okay, so my question is, how can you say something and not be shot in the head? Like, are they in the States?
Yes. They're in Canada, too.
They're not all dead yet?
Freedom of speech.
North American Man-Boy Love Association.
The North American Man-Boy. And you know what? I bet they are in hiding right now, because there's Rant Radio listeners right now listening to the sound of my voice.
Right.
And they're loading up.
$6,000 ahead.
Guys.
No, really, like... I'm honest to God, Drex,
people, I'm counting on the loyal listeners like Black Talon, who's down there right now, no doubt, probably listening in.
Hand loading some shit,
because he's the man, because we've had long talks about how we're getting ready for when the aliens land. Down there in Arizona, Black Talon, do the right thing, man.
Why don't we just get a bunch of bear traps, hunt them down in their beds, tie them down, and then let them go snap.
I have it. Wait until my punishment.
No.
Let me finish.
No, you're not trying to convince me to chemically...
No. Caller.
It is. Somebody. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
Gene.
Who?
Bob from Peru!
Bob, go away.
No.
Our question of the week, well, our revised question of the week is, what is the age of consent?
No, we're still going through the first one.
That's maybe
the
next
what?
Week.
The moving one? Which one?
No!
Have you not been paying attention, you moron? What do you see as the punishment for pedophilia? Hello? Bob, are you there?
Bob,
come back to us.
Oh, no.
He has problems with his
He's phone. Gone.
We'll hang up and he
okay. Okay. Oh. Here's my thought on punishments. I'm going to make this really clear. Okay, people here, which would you rather do? A, have your nuts cut off, or B, get shot in the head with something big bore, like big hole.
No,
you're
no,
dead.
No, small bore.
Okay, no. Which would you rather be, dead or have your nuts cut off? Pick one.
Dead.
Quickly.
Nuts cut off.
Okay. Everybody who wants to be dead, raise their hands. Ooh, everybody who
one.
Wants to have their nuts cut off, raise their hands.
I don't like either of them.
You've got to pick one. I'm there with a gun, and you got to decide.
Hanky, you thought you were going to sign up.
A lot of sex lately, right? Because nobody's making any decisions.
I'll pick nuts cut off.
You said that you were going to sign up for it without having...
But you have the option of getting it back.
Captain Kurt still has to give his rendition for the punishment.
I haven't actually thought about it.
Bashukin says nuts. Ophi Dophi says nuts.
I say nuts because, obviously,
we're going to cut your nuts off or blow your fucking head off because you're a pedophile.
Well, their facts are fucked, so I have to make a choice, assuming, of course, I'm screwed. So they're going to cut my nuts off, and I am now going to dedicate the rest of my life to killing everyone who had anything to do with that.
No, you probably wouldn't because you wouldn't be angry anymore.
I'd start a healthy piece of meat about it.
Hey, hi, you're on Rat Radio. Who is this?
This is Ophi.
Ophi, how you doing, man?
You all right?
This is a very dedicated DJ and listener.
Yeah.
The volume is down? Oh, is that louder now?
What?
So, yeah, it's louder now. Okay, so...
what's your punishment?
What's your punishment for pedophiliacs? Or do you like them?
I say eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, man.
Eye
so we
eye.
Should fuck them up the ass?
Yeah.
With a train.
With the equivalent, the problem is
equivalent proportional size.
Yeah, that's a good
size
one.
Does matter.
Here, trigger.
Oh, nice four footer.
I've seen that on the net.
We don't need to go there. We already did. Let's back away from there.
But going on to what I was going to say about Nebula.
Okay, I have to call in long distance.
Okay,
are we done? Are you have anything else to say?
Did you want to swear online?
Did you want to swear in the air? Because I know you don't have a microphone.
No, I don't.
Your show. Nope. I know that sucks. You just
there it is.
You just play music. So
yeah,
it's good music though.
It's good music.
okay. All right. We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Thanks for phoning in.
Who was that again?
Ophi Dophi.
Ophi.
He is a DJ.
I think Ophi's been indulging tonight from the sound of it.
Yes, he just puked.
He's going to juice himself up, lay his hands on an AK-47.
Or somebody did. Somebody.
Godspeed, Ophi.
Ophi drunk. He says he's drunk.
Good for you, Ophi. Good for you.
Ophi, get yourself some guts. Where's Ophi live?
I don't know.
Ophi, where are you at? Type in where you're from.
Where are you from, Ophi?
Just put the initials, Ophi. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, just
two letters.
Type with one hand, Ophi.
KFC?
You can do it.
Hunt and Peck, where are you from?
He's getting there. It's like 20 seconds.
Okay, let's get on with the...
Okay, like what I was going to say. I was going to say that, though I do believe, like I said, in humane treatment for all prisoners, I have to say that NAMBLA are people that I do not find acceptable for living in society. So I would simply literally... have any member of this organization fucking killed.
Pol Pot! Pol Pot! Pol Pot!
Put them on an island, eh?
Okay.
Let them just have fun island? With themselves.
Them? Yes. I'm sorry. It's like anybody...
Be with their own kind.
Okay.
Oh, did he type something? I think something's been typed.
NJ.
New Jersey.
You're from Jersey? What the hell are you doing over in Jersey?
Well, that's where he's from. So that's
you could warn them if only you spoke Hoboken.
So here's what you do. Ophi Dophi. Real quick, gotta give a message to Ophi Dophi. You're getting tanked. That's good. Go outside. Yell at the top of your lungs, I want to buy a gun! So you're in New Jersey. Someone will come running. Okay, they'll sell you a gun. And then... go find an animal chapter and sort some shit out. Godspeed. We all love you.
We're counting on you, Ophi. We're counting on
you're
you.
You're the man.
Six for a head.
Maybe this is Bob. You're interrupted again. Whoa. Hey, you're on Rat Radio. Who is this? It's the fuzz.
No, it's Bob.
Is that you, Bob? It's the phantom speaker.
It's Bob.
Bob?
He can hear us, but we can't hear
Bob?
Him.
Talking about guns?
Oh, there we go. Somebody's talking about guns, yeah.
You are. I have guns.
You have guns?
Who's this? Who's
go
this?
Kill some NAMBLA.
Who's this?
They won't hear the warning shot.
It's Bob.
Bob and I have spent a long time, and we've sent more than just a couple of NAMBLA members to see their maker.
Bob,
what's that?
Who packs the 41 men.
You'll notice why because of Bob, we have to give a special announcement because of Bob in Peru. Bob in Peru is why there's not the South America Man Boy Love Association, because Bob sorted that shit out.
He put his foot right fucking down.
Him and Juan Valdez basically juiced themselves on coffee, got some auto loaders, and just went cyclic.
Striker 12 gauges for everyone.
There you go. Bob, you're the shit.
Yeah, baby.
Everybody got the wet t-shirt contest.
We need some of that squad you trained up here, Bob.
Yeah.
What's that?
We need some of the squad you trained up here. You know that, what's that quote, you know, the way you judge your squad's soul effectiveness?
The effectiveness of a body.
Damn! Say it again.
The effectiveness of a body of troops is judged solely on its ability to create violence.
Attaboy!
Yeah! Right.
Bob from Peru, you are the shit.
Fear not the gun, only the hole it makes.
So, Bob from Peru, what's your answer to, unless it's probably the same as mine, or not, but what is your answer to the pedophilia question?
I'd say medieval would be my question. Medieval would probably be the answer to all of my questions in torture methods, I suppose.
That shit where they strap lines.
Drawn quarter.
Yeah. Draw and quarter.
Tar and feather is a good one.
The rack is a really good thing to use.
Draw and quarter.
See, if we could draw and quarter, but first removing any pain threshold, so you're actually dying without knowing you're dying.
Ooh. You're talking like injecting them with something like sinsilicholine with the correct mixture, so they don't actually feel it, but they watch their bodies being disassembled on a mirror or something.
That, you know, that or ecstasy. More hits than ecstasy than they ever want, because ecstasy is pretty much your synaptic threshold. It opens your mind to the possibilities. You'll have a piece of gum. It'll be the best goddamn fucking piece of gum you ever done have.
Imagine
if you broke your kneecaps on ecstasy. It would be the best fucking breaking of kneecaps you've ever had.
Oh my god.
Tell me, Bob.
And you'd love everyone that was doing it.
So tell me, Bob, have you ever had a bad breaking of kneecaps?
No, I couldn't say I have, and I've broken many kneecaps down here in Peru.
Yes.
Getting right fucking Irish on those fuckers.
Yeah, boy.
People in the IRC are celebrating the ecstasy. They really like it.
Go big or go home.
All right.
Go, Bob.
Okay, we're going to let you go.
Thanks for phoning in.
So Captain Kurt.
Captain Kurt, what is your answer?
No more interruptions.
I think if you're charged with pedophilia, you should automatically go through chemical castration. And anybody who can't go through the pain of that afterwards should be killed, because they're just going to go cycle all over.
What
do you mean if they're convicted?
If they're convicted.
Oh, not charged, okay. I mean if they're charged.
That's kind of
like, Sean,
I'm going to get charged. You got to be charged.
Sean was a pedophile. Yeah, I saw him with a little boy.
Then you know who you'd have to answer to.
The dark one, damn. No, okay, well, we won't be doing that.
Some of us here watched Tom Green, and the other night we were watching Tom Green, and he said the name of the show on the air. It was really nice. So we're gonna play that for you.
What about the way people hold their microphones?
Kind of screwball.
These days, eh?
Yeah, look at you.
The hell's going on?
Look at it.
He said, "What the hell?"
Mind. The final cut two. This is the realm of Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, who now, Wednesday at 8 p.m., will sort out the bullshit. Who will shed new light on this fucked up situation. Who will tell it like it is, and will really find out just what the fuck is going on.
Bomb the living bejeepers out of those horses.
All right.
Okay, so that brings us to...
He said, what the hell is going on? If you didn't catch it. He did say the show. Name of the show.
Attaboy.
Hey. It's a small plug for us.
You're crying.
Yeah. So, Sim, what's your punishment for the pedophile?
I have no idea.
You have no idea?
No.
Okay, hey, come up with something.
I will.
Okay, anyways, for me, I can't think of anything more...
Cut off their eyelids!
Okay.
I can't think of anything more appropriate than cutting their balls off. Like...
Okay.
And it's not just, for me it's not.
No,
it's
a bolt. Give them the drive, but nothing to do with it.
Let me talk, okay?
Cut the other part off. They still have the drive. But they can't do anything.
Okay, so are you finished telling yours now?
If you
haven't got to tell mine now?
If
no. You've got it on the hips, you got to have it in the lips.
Okay, so anyways. Too far. So it's not... It's a bonus that keeps them from desiring to, you know, fuck little children. It's just... would be horrible to have your nuts cut off, and it's eye for an eye, tooth for tooth, right? And it has not... the fact that now they're going to have less desire, that's a bonus. But I say cut their nuts off as punishment. It's not a solution, it's just punishment. I say thumbs up to punishment.
Okay.
Because punishment... everyone, lately, it's... you know,
breathing into the mic.
Chicken. You fucking get your sleep balls off me, you sick bitch.
Oh, bye. I think people should be punished for the sake of having done something wrong.
You
getting
don't
punished
make
for
mother jokes with the chicken.
Bashukin says cut them in half and keep them alive for 24 hours.
Ah! Bashukin is the shit. Bashukin, you are elected.
All right.
Ding, ding, ding.
And now it comes down to.
At the waist.
Sean Kennedy.
Oh, wait.
Oh, I'm very sorry. We forgot PV Man.
Not just yet. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
This would be James Father.
James Father. Ah, well, you're on the air. A lot of people are listening to you. Do you have anything to say on the air?
What should we do to pedophiles?
Is he a pedophile? I have no idea.
No. What punishment should we give to pedophiles? What should we do to them as punishment for, you know, being pedophiles?
Well, that would be a question you should think about long and hard, because...
that's nasty.
That's a rhetoric.
See, but you have to think about the upbringing, the raising, what caused it.
That's okay.
Psychological, physiological, what has...
It's too late, though.
It?
They've already done it.
You've
all
got
that's
it?
In the past.
That's close to my answer.
That's all in the past. It doesn't matter. It's too late. They've done it.
They've done it. That's right. So you're saying after the act?
After the act.
Do they need to be treated? Are they ill, or is it something that could have been prevented? Is it caused by society? Is it caused by...
It, I don't see how society can cause that.
Coming in,
you're riding the fence
there. No? What is, you know, it can be treated, but maybe not cured. Is it part of their mental makeup? Do we punish them for having a mental instability?
Yep.
Well, everybody has a mental makeup. It doesn't matter who you are or what you do. You are what you are. So
is it because of our society that we live in here? Are we judging them based on the North American society, or are we judging them based on a world society?
We're judging them based on a North American society.
Ah, well, we also lend our judgment to all sorts of things that are not necessary.
Very liberalist.
We take our judgment everywhere in the world, and we force them on other people.
James,
that's
bad
right.
Rock.
Okay.
but we're not talking about places in the other world. That's a different argument. Hey, get back.
And no. I wonder why I'm so liberalist.
No, that's fine, and those are good points, but they have nothing to do with this. That's a different argument. If there's something we're doing wrong in another part of the country or another part of the world,
we're doing wrong here.
Okay, the one thing is, don't mind me just cutting in. It's nice, I know where you're coming from with this whole, you know, like, it's their fault, everybody's fault, you know, what do we do, the adequate, fair response for this, and it's great that we live in a world today that we can be that way, because if we were this way 400 years ago, we would never get to this point now. So, although it's very nice to have a lot of rhetoric and decide what's going on, we have to have decisive action taken, and unfortunately... violence does solve issues.
It's not unfortunate.
So
violence causes issues also.
Yeah, but when you run down your population of pedophiles, it becomes less of a problem on the whole. Just as a viewpoint, I understand that, like, yes, you must, you know, treat these people, but and that whole concept, but the risk, it's about risk. The risk of this happening again, you don't kill them because of the fact that they rape the child.
I say you do.
Wait, you don't kill them because of that. You kill them so that they won't do that again.
I disagree. I say you kill them because they did it.
Okay, regardless, killing them does not stop the fact he's raped the child.
That's right.
But what it does stop is any remote chance of that guy doing it again.
I still say you kill them because they did it. Whether it's going to stop it or not,
regardless, yeah.
You draw the line, and the line is, if you do it, we cut your neck.
Should we kill rapists in general?
Yes.
Sure.
Where do you stop? Where do you stop the killing?
Let's kill everyone.
When all the pedophiles are dead, you stop.
You stop the killing pedophiles? Do you stop at the next step, or do you stop the next step? Where do you stop the killing?
What step are you talking about? What step are you talking about, though?
When someone is not exactly the same as you, whether race, creed, color, sex, gender, doesn't matter. Do you kill them because they're different?
No, and I agree with what you're saying, but again, it comes down...
You kill them... Oh.
Again, it comes down to this, right? That's a good topic, but we're talking about pedophiles, and although in general... It's you shouldn't kill people for everything they do. You should kill pedophiles because that is completely unacceptable. And it's not just unacceptable because that's what North Americans think. You're doing something to someone. Whenever you, it's not a matter of what you're doing. It's that there's an effect on someone else.
What these pedophiles are doing has a horrible effect on someone else. What age don't you become a child? At what age do you become mature enough to make a decision that you want to enact another act?
Again, that's another question. It's a good question, but it's another question. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about...
Yes, but some of us bring on that state because we are mature enough to enact that act. So are you mature enough at...
Well, we're probably assuming...
6, 12, 9?
We're probably assuming that they're too young.
They're too young.
Yes. Well, okay. There is a question and there's a gray line, but there are also where
6 month old baby.
Okay, but there are children that this happens to that, and probably what most people are thinking when they think of pedophiles, right? That nobody would question that they're too young. You know, if you're under 10, I think you could find pretty much anyone that would agree that that's pedophile. That's pedophilia.
And the fact whether or not the age of a child, a pedophile is basically, even though you can take away the horror of the act itself, it is essentially a crime of violence and it is a crime of rape. So if you say, well, do you do that to rapists as well? Well, yes, because in essence, pedophiles are rapists. Well,
and then again, there's the question, what is considered rape, right?
Unconsensual.
Okay, yeah. but then there's the question of what's considered rape and all that. Yeah. But we're talking about... Of course, because the stuff that makes us the most angry is the extreme stuff. If some violent rape or whatever, right? Definitely, we have no question on that. And then there's gray areas, right? But we're talking about the stuff that we're certain of. That's what the whole discussion's about. It's assumed that it is definitely a pedophile and he's raping little children.
So I guess your answer is it's just not cut and dry.
There is no answer to it.
Yeah.
Yes, there is. I believe there are answers.
It's just
knowledgeable about what he's doing, and can he stop himself or can he not stop himself?
It's not a question of can he stop himself or can he help himself or what the reason
is. We always put the male gender to this. I wonder why.
I think anyone who's basically proven himself to be a detriment to society, either the safety of children or the safety of society at whole, should be removed from society, and there's no question about that.
Perfect. It's a danger, though. Okay, worst case scenario, the person can't be rehabilitated, they can't be treated, they're going to be a danger again. What do you do?
Well, you could either lock them away forever and keep them away from society.
Why am I paying for them?
Or kill them. Yeah, that's the question. People don't like paying for them.
Okay, let him answer.
So,
what do you have to say to that?
Gentlemen, your arguments are all valid. we only have to put them forward in logical manner. And then convince the majority of the population.
Okay, let's discuss logical manner for just a second. It's nice to spout rhetoric that goes around in circles and has no answers. Okay? Because that is, in essence, just, you know, going around and around and around. Although our solution or the solutions that I may present may be, in your mind, wrong, they do something. As opposed to doing nothing, which leads to nowhere. And although my solution may be the wrong solution, but it's a solution.
The people that have reached on Rant Radio.
Are you aware how incredibly stupid that's?
The people that are reached on Rant Radio are the population that you're listening to now. All you have to do is reach the rest of the population and convince them of your correctness. And then maybe something will happen. You've already reached me. Now I have to ponder that idea. Nothing can change immediately because sometimes there are too many rights and too many wrongs to make an immediate change. Everything has to be thought about. If we jump into something immediately, what say if we are wrong?
What do you propose? That's what we want. We want your opinion. We want an actual answer.
Don't have one.
No, the proposal that I have to make is that given time, I would think about this topic and get back to you.
How very nicely political. Thank you for calling.
The problem with the one thing you said about, well, what if they're just born this way, is, well, you can bring that down to anything. We call people that are considered mentally handicapped, we call them mentally challenged or whatever, right? And that's okay, because they're born that way. But what about people that are just stupid? Right? We don't have any explanation for them. We just call them stupid. There's no politically correct term for someone who's an idiot. Unless they're mentally challenged,
yeah,
in which case we have a nice word for them. They're mentally challenged, and it's okay because they're idiots, but it's because they're mentally challenged. But if you're just plain stupid and you're bad in school and you have nothing worth to say, and then you're just worthless to society, and that's what people say, and that's all right. Everybody, the way they are, they're just born that way. So if that's the case, then you can't blame anybody for anything because they're just born that way.
Are you saying that people are not socially acceptable? So if a person has an IQ of 200, is not socially adept, are they idiots? Or the person who has an IQ of 30, who is not socially adept, is he an idiot?
Oh, no. What I'm saying is that as a society, it's all right to be retarded, but it's not all right to be just plain stupid.
Directly.
I'm not determining what is stupid and what is smart. I'm just saying that as a society, we'll call someone who's stupid stupid.
Just loop. There's no cycle. There's no way out of this.
Okay, anyways, so if all you're talking about is a circle, we have an argument.
Okay, well, there's some more people that want to phone in, so...
Yes, thank you for listening.
Thanks for calling in. That was the best phone call we've had.
Good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.
That was my dad.
My God, is he riding the fence? He's probably a very nice man, but make a decision!
Hey, no, wait a minute.
No, he has made a decision.
And he's trying to make take a reasoned look at the problem rather than just, grabbing a gun and shooting.
The solution, we're not deciding whether or not we're grabbing a gun. The question was, what do we do to them?
No, but you see,
you know what?
The thing Talk
killed 800,000 people in Rwanda. Talk does fucking Yemen people killed in Kosovo. Talk does fuck all.
But I thought Jose Daniels killed 800,000 people in Rwanda. That's an extremist view. And although I think
it's the truth,
although I think
it's
that
true.
No.
although I think that there should be more action taken. I would never say talk is bad because that's total bullshit.
No, you're truly true.
Right? The reason, say in Kosovo that talk isn't working is because one side won't talk.
Well, that's right, yeah.
And whether it's us or them, right? Well, that's why it doesn't work. Talk would work if people would talk, but they won't talk. And that's why you need
violence. The reason talk didn't work in Rwanda is because nobody actually wanted to do anything.
We're talking United Nations talking about themselves. They had their heads up their asses.
Okay, but that's another.
People gab.
Anyway,
they don't do.
We're just going to finish this off. I'm finally going to give the fucking man's solution to the pedophile punishment problem.
Sorry,
PB man.
I was interrupted by the phone call.
Sorry.
I just had a modest proposal. Seems how what pedophiles do seems to me to be stealing the innocence of children and inflicting great societal harm. Perhaps they should give something back, like
organs.
Their internal organs become organ banks.
Pol Pot.
And now I hand you over finally, at long last, after much patient waiting, to the man.
There is a courtroom somewhere, and in that courtroom, the fucking man stands in a black robe. Looking down before him, you see the wooden docks, and before him stands the masses, the great hordes of Nambla, and all of the pedophiles amassed in one great legion, and they're waiting, and it's teetering, and I have the seraphim of my own justice.
I can see it. It's like from Dante, man.
It's beautiful. And there's Bob from Peru at my right hand.
The meter of justice.
With the meter of justice. And we have the Book of Life, and the Dark One is presiding. And they have all confessed their sin, and they know that the punishment is coming. And I stand up with my war medic. And I raise and I look down and I look in their beady little shameful, ridden, lustful, groping at their testicle eyes. And I decree the punishment to them to be. I hereby sentence you from the movie 7 to sloth. And that is how you will spend the rest of your days until your body rots away thanks for coming out. We got a nice fucking prize for you out back. It's a cot. You're going to be in it a long, long time.
Get comfy.
Because it may not be right. It may not be wrong. But like the chicken said, a bad plan today is better than the worst plan tomorrow.
The best plan.
And the stock of air fresheners goes through the roof.
And the stocks of air fresheners goes through the fucking roof. So a lot of people will sit there and go, well, what about this? What about that? This is about solutions. The time is now. It's not 2 weeks from now. It's not a deliberative committee. They've had enough time. Fuck them. Act.
Okay, but there is a balance, right? Like, there is such thing as too much talk.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't think about it.
No. Oh, without a doubt. And I've given a lot of thought to this issue. What would be the most horrible punishment I could possibly deem to these fuckers? And I think sloth is pretty much it.
I have one thing to say about the difference between acting and talking. In the 50s, with the whole Cuba Missile Crisis,
right.
If they did not talk at that point in time and they acted, we would all be in
radioactive
blues. Canadians in really blues.
Yeah, we've got another caller. Hi, you're live on Rant Radio. Who is this?
This is Zombie 69.
Hey, Zombie. How's it going? Hey.
Nothing much. I'm just kind of listening to your show, wondering what the hell you're talking about.
Well, we're talking about pedophiles and what to do with them.
What the hell do you do with them?
Yep. What kind of punishment or?
I don't know. What is a pedophile?
That's guys.
Well, yeah, we do have to define it, really.
People who fuck children and rape children.
Cut their nads off. That's a
hot rod up their penis and like turn around and yank everything out of their sack.
That's pretty nasty.
So nasty things to the genitals. That's what everybody says.
Do nasty things to the genitals.
Yeah, man.
Actually, I gotta change my story. It's not just castration. You just cut the whole thing off and give them a little bag, a little bladder.
Or you send a person down to Africa, put them in the water. There's this little bug in the water. It gets up in a person's penis.
Actually, it's a fish in the Amazon. It's attracted to the uric acid and will
keep on getting bigger.
It will swim up.
When it gets bone grown, like opens up, all these little spikes come out.
It's a species of stickleback. It literally swims up the urethra because it is attracted to the uric acid and becomes lodged in the penis. This is actually a problem in parts of the Amazon. He's not making this up.
I read about this in the SAS.
That's a
good.
What's this? That's a pretty good punishment. That's a good one. Very inventive.
Is that little fish that swims up your dick and sticks there?
Yeah.
Is that what he said?
Yes.
Zombie, you are the shit. And I get your MP3 stuff all the time, and you fucking rule. Are you killing Nambo Lemmers?
Huh?
Are you killing the
Nambo pedophiles?
Oh, okay. Nambo is the North American Man Boy Love Association. They're an actual organization. Look them up on the net.
Dedicated to fucking little boys up the ass.
And we at Rant Radio are dedicated to blowing their little monkey fucking heads off. Are you with us? Are you with us?
Yeah!
Please send in self-addressed ass and Domus. We'll send you our recommended load and a weapon, which would be the Calico M950 with
Annihilator X.
Thank you. Okay.
Here's a question.
Okay, well, thanks for phoning in. We don't want to take up too much more of your long-distance phone bill.
All right, thanks, man.
Okay. All right, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Sure am.
That's a dedicated listener, Zombie69.
That's such a not fair question. We're dedicated to killing all pedophiles. Are you with us? So the answer, no. Who's going to answer no?
Well,
hey, if you're not with us,
hey, Vortex said no.
Yeah, well,
I remind you that this is Vortex's last show.
He won't be with us next week.
But Vortex, it should be mentioned, is not that he would not kill pedophiles. It's just that Vortex would not kill another human being. He actually respects human life.
Yeah, and when we crash in the mountains, he's the first guy I'm going to fucking chow down on.
He is looking mighty meaty.
I'm sorry, man. I'm flying with the HP sauce. We crash, you die.
It's time for a Bussy Steak special.
There it is.
I hope you choke on every
bullet. Ophi Dophi says little girls are nice, though.
Define little girl.
Age. What is the age of your little girls?
and define nice.
And nice.
I also agree. Little girls are nice. What do you mean by that statement?
Extrapolate. Now, identify yourself.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
Okay, sort of get off topic here. I think it's time for the world's grossest
pasta. Actually, we're going to go
we're
going
to do it to a little break, tiny little break, and then we'll back with the grossest, the world's
most grossest. Hello. The world's most grossest hospital story. Here we are.
Turn up the radio, honey.
Rant Radio.
We're in the break. Okay. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
Dave, dude.
Dave. Dave. The Dave Rave the Dave?
Hey, man. What's up?
Oh, now, I'm not sure what he's doing. Broadcasting on the radio. Don't sit on the microphone stand. It makes a horrible noise.
I wondered why it was busy.
Yeah, people phoning in for the radio. And our question of the night.
What is the question of the night?
The question of the night is what is the fitting punishment for pedophilia, for a convicted pedophiliac? What would you do to them? Or do you have no opinion?
I have much opinion.
Oh,
thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Six horses for every body part in different directions.
Drawn and quartered.
Classic. Yeah. Okay, you are a man. You can look in the mirror and say, I'm a man. I made a decision. I stood up and I was counted.
Exactly.
My dad may be listening to this.
Good. Good. Go against your dad. I curb my tongue so fucking severely.
I'd like to make a comment, though.
Okay.
You have thought about this. You've said you've thought about this a lot.
Many times.
Right?
Yeah.
Many people
so,
have.
So you have an answer.
It's talking to Sean.
Right?
Right.
So you have an answer.
Right.
Larry doesn't think about these horrible things all day. So he's thinking about it. And he said, I would have to think about that and get back to
you.
You know what the problem is with that? It's because not enough of us think about that.
And also...
Too much media coverage from idiots.
And also, think on your feet.
Think on your feet?
You could come to me with a question like that. Like, I was not whether or not I was going to do a horrible thing to the pedophile. It was, what would be the most horrible thing I could think of? That's what took the time. Okay, if you came to me right away and said, Sean... There's, say, someone trying to rape your wife. What do you do? Well, do I only have a couple of seconds?
Yeah.
Okay, then I hang them up and watch them dissolve slowly in bleach.
Sean's solution for pedophilia was sloth.
From the film 7.
From the film 7.
Okay.
You've seen that. You're familiar with that.
Yes.
Okay, that's pretty horrible.
I'm about the most liberal person in the room with just simple...
Is Derek around there?
Is there what?
There's Derek around there?
He might be. Would you actually like to talk to him?
I would love to talk to him.
Okay, we've got callers, so you're going to have to limit your call to a few minutes.
Problem.
Okay.
Hanky!
He probably heard it over the... Is he listening in?
He's coming.
No, he's not listening in.
He's coming.
Hanky! It's Dave Rave Dave. Dave, guys.
Dave.
And there you go.
okay,
we're gonna go to the hospital story now,
okay.
Since the phone is occupied and it can't be interrupted.
We're going to tell the world's most disgusting hospital story.
We should have made an intro, but...
Okay.
Make an intro out of it.
Wait, here comes the camera. Here comes the camera.
Here we go.
Well,
here we go.
Anyway,
this is going back. Now, those of you who don't know, I spent 5 years working in a hospital as security/orderly.
And may I be there again? God willing.
During that time, this is the middle of summer, an elderly man in his 70s...
Oh, I'm out of here.
...comes in... complaining that he has not been able to remove his dental plate, his upper plate, for the last 3 days. That it's stuck. So he thinks maybe there's some food or something gumming it together. So the doctor takes him into the fast track. That's the room where they do small operations, stitches, minor medical procedures. And... We're about to lose DJ Vortex. He bothered to place his head on the man's lap, and I think the man's going to stab him, so we'll just wait a moment. Okay.
The man's thinking on his feet.
Okay, getting back to it. So the man comes in, elderly fellow, with his dental plate for 3 days, can't get it out. They take him in a fast track, and they begin trying to remove it. Now, first of all, they lavage it. That's they pump saline into it to try to clean out the back, and it's jammed. It's really stuck to the top of the soft palate. Well, they finally pry it loose, and I'm kind of standing by fast track because I'm watching somebody in the cast room who's a little drunk, and they're putting a cast on. So I'm keeping an eye on him, and I'm kind of also watching this. And I hear a scream. I think I've mentioned this before on all these really disgusting incidents that one of the nurses screamed. This was a scream from the doctor.
Oh, God.
Because he got the first good look at this. It appears the old fellow had fallen asleep and left his plate in for a few days, and some of the tissue in the top of his palate had necrosed. Now, this is not really that uncommon. At all times, cells die in your mouth, and basically, normally, just by moving your mouth around, they're washed away. But keeping his plate in for so long, they had built up to a good amount of tissue. And some flies had come along, and they had laid their eggs in the food and the necrosed tissue in the top of his mouth. And they had hatched, and they had turned into maggots. And I'm not making that up. They pulled the top of his plate out, and there were maggots eating away at the roof of the man's mouth.
Oh. I would immediately deem him to be a member of the undead and kill him on the spot.
another harsh, rash decision.
Decisive and effective.
When all other possibilities have been eliminated, what remains, no matter how improbable, must be the truth. I go with Sean. He's alive by maggots. Yeah, but still walking around.
But he didn't eliminate all the other all the other possibilities.
Yes, but I did eliminate the guy with the maggots.
I probably have most jurisdictions.
That's fucking.
Pass it over. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
I have one thing to say.
Who is it?
Zombie 69.
Okay, what's your one thing you have to say?
You know that about that maggot thing you're talking about?
Yeah.
All right, down in Georgia, there's this kind of weird thing that's going around. It's like a fly. But when it goes up, like, next to your body and it pokes you and lays its eggs, it pokes you right in your neck and lays its eggs inside your body.
Those are called shoot.
Grows and grows in your body, then you actually can touch. It's like a big old mole, and when you touch it, you can feel the little maggots moving around.
That's actually
my God. Yes. Understand that having a parasite inside of my body is the most disgusting thing imaginable to me. So I don't care how deep that little fucker went.
If you leave a little maggot out,
I'd get a straight razor and I'd do me some fucking hunting.
He takes about 2 inches to either slide out with
their mom.
Wait, what?
Mom's nurse and she has all these books and shows you all this gross and stuff, hasn't it?
Oh, good.
Has anyone ever heard
aftermath of diseases and stuff?
Aftermath of diseases.
Has anyone ever heard of chiggers?
It'll make you puke.
Oh, I have. Ever heard of what?
Chiggers.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Chiggers are a parasitic insect. They live in Africa. I think also they might actually be here in North America now. I'm not certain. But what a chigger does is it lays its eggs and its larva lives in your skin. They live in the fatty tissue between your flesh and your muscle, and they will literally burrow their way through your body. They can travel 3 to 4 feet through the human body.
That's
nasty. Well, there's only one way to stop that. And the way to stop that is decisive action.
Third degree inference everywhere!
And decisive action. And having decisive action, it's been proven medically that when you are an aggressive person, you put out pheromones. And the more aggressive you are, the more aggressive your pheromones become. Suffice to say that my pheromones are the meanest fucking pheromones.
Oh, bye, man.
Next to mine. Next to the chickens, of course, because the chicken, unfortunately, has like more intensity of his pheromones. But I had a case where some chiggers tried to get near me. And it didn't work. Because my pheromones choked those little fuckers like it was nothing.
Snap necks everywhere, man.
So the moral in this story is...
Be pissed.
Be pissed! And take decisive action, or the chiggers will get you.
Do you have anything more to say?
Not really.
All right. On that note,
I'm lag right now.
Too long.
Oh, okay.
28K right now.
On that note, there will be no more talk of parasites.
Yes. Okay. Well, thanks for phoning in.
That topic just
ended. Well,
the first part is
that's good.
Don't
that's awesome.
Keep your mouth open.
Thanks, zombie.
All right, man.
Yep. Bye bye.
No more parasites on the show.
Sorry, I cut you off. I'm sorry.
I do. It should be noticed that this was not the last gross hospital story, but that was just only one who got me to gag. That was the only incident in the whole time I worked at the hospital, including
really nice.
They had brought in bodies that had been sitting in the lake in the river for a while, and I was there when we had to check them into the morgue.
What do you say to that? Hey, gargle. What do you say to that?
Brush your teeth, please.
One thing you got to keep in mind is those maggots wouldn't be eating his flesh. They'd only be eating his dead flesh.
They only eat the dead tissue.
My only thing I'd say to that is think about the rabbits.
By the way, to finish the story of what happened to the older fellow, he was committed because it was deemed that he could not take care of himself anymore. If this incident,
think?
Scrappy, one of our listeners, says weird. You should check out my website. It's called www.bluechigger.com, and it's an MP3 website. It's totally funny. Bluechigger.com. There's a little plug for them.
Parasite.
Was that it right there?
Yeah.
Pretty well laid out, actually.
Yeah, it was pretty nice.
Nice blue
in
sweet
blue. Hey, I called Rant Radio with my calling card, and it said it couldn't be completed as dialed.
That's the government. They're trying to stop you.
They're trying to stop you.
Did you
try a different phone quickly?
Did you go 1-604-533-9191?
What microphone do you have? Did you switch microphones?
Yes, you did.
Is it really loud?
Yeah, you're really loud.
Okay, we'll turn
you have
down
to switch back.
This is this
Future
is
Shop, the
Future
bed
Shop
microphone.
Future Shop, yes.
The bed microphone.
Hey, shut up and just
give it back to the bed.
Give it back to the bed.
It's way better.
But you're crying.
Well, because it's totally better.
Why? They all talk really quiet.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're very.
There's
loud
different
loud
voices. Loud. You hold it a lot closer than they do.
They don't have the loud size of action. You are.
You up? I'm gonna put Darcy on.
Every word you say, you make yourself more mad.
Hey, just because I act like you doesn't mean I think like you.
Oh, I'm afraid it's you that I'm mistaken.
Crazy, of many things. Okay. Actually,
if that wasn't a hint for everybody on the air to get the hell out of here. I don't know what is.
Don't get the hell out of here. Stay.
We have a story. It's not as interesting as anything else we had to say.
Oh.
Tonight. But
is it our States story?
Yeah, we went to the States yesterday.
Yes.
We decided to take a trip to Point Roberts. If you weren't listening earlier, Point Roberts is
in there once.
Point Roberts is this pinnacle.
It's the pinnacle of our lives, this trip.
It's a pedophile.
It's a peninsula in British Columbia. Only the tip of it, just a very tiny tip of it, it's like
five square
a
kilometers
mile or so deep to the ocean. It's very small. Is
that
below the 49th parallel. And so
but there's Victoria, so what's the difference?
Shut up.
And so it's part of the United States. It's this tiny little place. There's not even any real stores there. Just some people live there.
They have fake
stores? Well, they have the border
like,
store.
They have,
you know,
two,
the border.
Oh,
they have two gas stations.
So people can buy cologne, so everybody smells really good there.
Yeah. Two gas stations, a bar.
And a really cool beach.
No,
like, I say we invade the place.
It's a cool beach.
The
there's waves.
Beach
there's
I've seen
like,
around here.
There's actual, like, rolling tide.
Really
cool.
It's
and
it has
a height to it.
In B.C. where we actually get, like, an open break to the ocean as opposed to Vancouver Island. You've seen
only
the
we don't get it because it's part of the United States.
Those
anyway,
bastards.
So they have border guards. We go up. We drive up to the border. The guard goes, "So where are you going?" I looked at him. I blinked a few times, and I didn't know what to say because you don't fuck with the border guard because they can
fuck
you up the ass.
They will kill you.
They can shoot you.
Nothing can happen.
They go, "I don't like you." Boom.
And the nice thing about border guards is although they can be annoying, they do take decisive action.
Okay, anyways. So he goes, "Where are you going?" I go, Point Roberts. He goes, "Why are you going to Point Roberts?" I said, "Well, we've never been there before."
These damn callers. Thank you. We're telling a story. There's messages. We'll get the messages in a minute.
Okay.
After the story.
I'm going to bed.
Take this off the hook for a bit. We're going to take the phone off.
So you didn't do the CD? I couldn't get to it. I've got James' CD burning right now.
Okay.
Well, I have to say good night, Inky. It was nice seeing you again.
You leave it all night.
Okay.
Good night, Inky.
Sean said he'll do it for me. The phone is off the hook, so don't phone in right now.
Okay.
We're telling a story.
Okay, so.
You can leave a message on the answering machine.
Point Robert, sir. Why are you going there?
Okay, he goes, where are you from? We say Langley, Vancouver, Langley. He goes, you've never been to Point Roberts? Well, you're not missing much.
The border guard said that.
We didn't videotape this because I was too chicken shit.
And he wouldn't.
It's the border guard. Anyways.
So we drive in there, and
I can kill you.
Didn't really know what to expect, but I was expecting sort of one of those little beach towns with little.
Oh, and the border guard was really nice. Cool.
He was nice.
Cool.
He was
really cool.
The border guard was cool. I was expecting
the Canadian border guards to watch.
Yeah, he was American.
So we were driving in there. We're expecting, you know, a little beach town with ice cream parlors or whatever.
Yeah,
right?
A tourist trap.
Sort of, but there was nothing. There was a couple of bars. One of them said Canadian money at par. There was no parking. We were not allowed to park anywhere. We had to park at the bar and sneak onto the beach because there was no actual parking for people to go there.
It was very sparse, too.
Very sparse.
It looked like the States. It looked like a completely different country.
It didn't look like it was part of British Columbia.
It had different trees there.
On one side of the border, it looked like BC. On the other side, it didn't. It was so weird. It looked like a military base.
What is that avenue that literally...
Zero Ave.
Yeah.
Which basically on one side you have Canada, on the other side you have the United States.
At the border, we went there.
And I have stopped there in the middle of the night and I have basically played, now I'm in America, now I'm in Canada. Now I'm in America, now I'm in Canada.
Oh, yeah. So you can get across the border, no problem.
They love when you do that.
They have Zero Ave on the Canadian side of the border and then they have it on the American side of the border and there's a ditch in the way.
Yeah.
But they do have border guards, right?
They have border guards past there.
That's right. Anyways. So we decide, this is lame.
That's really fucking annoying.
So we decide, this is lame. We're going to leave the United States of America now, because there's nothing here. And we'd never been to Point Roberts, we did the deal, it wasn't all that interesting.
Yep.
So,
do they have a gun store?
No.
Anyways.
So I was brave enough to turn on the video camera on the way back.
Right. So we're videotaping the car in front of us. Just the car in front of us, they stop it, they ask the man to get out, ask him to open his trunk.
They thoroughly search the trunk.
They thoroughly search his trunk. They search his trunk. They search his car. They search his entire car. We're standing there going, what the hell?
What the hell?
What the hell?
Okay, because, like I said, there's nothing there. They don't even have... stores, as far as we know. All they have is the duty-free store, which I guess you could go in there and you're not allowed to buy stuff if you're Canadian. You have to be American. But whatever. So we're kind of shocked, and we drive up, and we're like, okay, well, whatever, and we laugh. And then...
Not at the border.
No. To ourselves, we're kind of like, well, that's stupid, but sort of amusing, because it seems ridiculous. And anyways... Sim is videotaping. The border guard goes, can you please turn the camera off? He turns it off.
Immediately.
Then they look at us all sternly, we're evil. and they say, so what's the total that you are bringing across the border? And I say, nothing. They go...
I'm like totally surprised that they're asking.
Yes, because we saw no source.
Nothing
perhaps
there.
Stores hidden in the bushes somewhere that we don't know about, but we saw no source. Except the duty-free store and the gas station. They go, did you get gas? No, we didn't get gas. What did you go there for? Well, we'd never been there before, and we thought we'd take a look. And they sort of...
And I said,
They seem sort of lighthearted about it. You know, they don't seem, like, all shocked or anything.
I said, we tried to get to Seattle, but we couldn't make it.
Yeah. We were trying
did
to
you
get...
say that?
Yes, I did.
Oh, that's bad news.
They were smiling. They were amused, okay?
They were amused.
Then she hands me this white card and says, please pull over to the left, and they're going to come and search your vehicle.
And they scribbled something on it.
And they scribbled some stuff on it. We don't even know. We tried to read
it. Said, no... Something.
No
IOT or.
No, IOTA.
I don't know what it said.
No hope.
We pulled over and they said, could you please step out of the car? We step out. Could you please step on the curb in front of the vehicle? And we're like, okay, whatever. And I'm sort of halfway between rage, I want to kill you, pull out my knife and stab you all because this is so stupid and I can't believe you're doing
this. There's nothing to buy
and
there.
I'm totally amused that they're doing this. They must have been so bored they had nothing to do, or something like that. The thing is, they weren't dinks.
Kind of validate their
jobs. The only thing they did that was dinkish was the fact that they were searching our vehicle. They weren't really dinks about it. They were fairly nice. They saw our mix board.
And they liked their job.
Anyways, they saw our mixing board in the Jeep, and they go, "Where did you get this? Did you get this from blah, blah, blah?" And I'm like, "Oh, my God. What do you think? We went across the border to buy this mixing board, and now we're sneaking it across? Like, putting it in the back seat and plain view? We don't have the top on. You can see it."
The mixing board we're using
tonight. So I give him the receipt, and he looks at it, and then he's like, whatever.
You were so lucky you had the receipt.
Well, we just bought it that day. It wouldn't have been in the Jeep if we didn't buy it that day.
Trust me, we're just so lucky.
They would have fucked you on it.
We would not have had it in the Jeep.
But regardless...
We weren't lucky. We weren't lucky because...
We weren't lucky. The only reason it was in there is because...
Because we didn't have a receipt for the video camera.
We're lucky they would have screwed us on it. Okay.
In a cheerful and friendly Canadian kind of manner.
Okay, so they totally searched the van. They lift the seats up, they dig through everything, they dig through the back, and we're like, wow, like, is this like a major drug port? Anyways, and then he goes, that video camera, you should get a card next time you go across, because otherwise you could... Because it looks new and it looks nice, and you should get this card saying that it's from Canada and blah, 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 because otherwise you could have trouble with it. And he was really nice about it, right? He wasn't saying, give me your fucking camera.
We're going to confiscate it because I think you stole it.
But still, like...
No, they don't think you'd stole it, but they would charge you the duty for a brand new camera of that make and model.
In any case...
If they had a close
they'd find out it's like 3 years old and go, well, this isn't new.
Okay, anyways, I understand probably. They can do that.
Yeah, they can do anything they want.
Yeah, they can fuck you up the ass with their fingers.
What?
I want to be a border guard.
I'd be perfect. That would be a crappy job.
I'd be a fucking...
It pays immense.
You know, Sean, you're not allowed to... Or, sorry, you're not allowed to actually do it to women, just to guys. And that would put a serious crimp on the joint factor for at least me. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying it's not my style of thing. And your fingers, that would be very nice out.
You wear gloves.
You can wear gloves, but
God help them if I ever catch your guy smuggling NAMBLA literature into the country.
Okay, anyway. So that was our little
green beret.
That was our little adventure in
to the States.
To the States.
The 5 square miles of the States that the Canada should probably own.
I don't think it was 5 square miles. It's very small.
It's very small. I doubt it is 5 square miles.
We were very surprised that there is even a border crossing.
Yeah, actually I was surprised. Although it does make sense, I was thinking
we didn't expect it.
We didn't really expect it.
That would be funny if there was one, but we didn't think there was going to be one. It's so small.
There is a reason for it, though, because otherwise, if you were an American coming from somewhere else in Washington, and you were in your little boat and you went to Point Roberts, there's no customs there. Canada can't have customs there on the beach. And so if there wasn't a border anywhere, then you could just drive in with all your stuff, right?
The other thing that's pretty sad about it is they don't even have a hospital there. So if anyone gets injured in Point Roberts, they have to get on a hospital, cross the border, go over to Peace Arch, and then go into Bellingham. And
there's no
for the
schools
hospital.
There. Yeah, there's no jobs there.
There's nothing.
They actually have an oil refinery.
Their kids used to go to school in Canadian schools.
No, they also have a ferry that leaves from Point Roberts and goes to the rest of the States.
That's right. But they used to just go to school in Canada because, like I said, it's tiny. There's no school there. There aren't enough kids.
Well, and our schools here used to actually be
worth going to.
And at one point, they said, okay, well, you're either going to have to go to American schools, the American government, or you're going to have to become part of Canada. And they had a vote, and the people in Point Robert said, no, we want to stay Americans. And so now they ship them over to the mainland.
How did it ever become American?
It's the 49th parallel, and it's below it. So
The funny thing about this, though, is Vancouver Island actually goes below the
49th parallel. That's right. That's what I was just going to say.
They had an argument about that, and for peace of mind, they said, okay, you can keep below on the island, but they said anything on the actual continental North America below the 49th, and of course this doesn't apply over on the eastern side because the borders were already set there, but the some stupid rule, they said that this little bit becomes part of the U.S.
Then we are talking about governments, both Canadian and American.
and foreign, at the time they had this, it was... they hated each other.
Yeah, well,
right. And so any little bit had nothing to do with the little squat of land. No, it was
not.
Just.
Bashukin says we should take it over and make it, make our own country out of it. Not Canada. Not the U.S.
Rentland.
I mean, what kind of artillery is there? What kind of artillery is on Point Roberts?
Okay. Well, they can move it in.
Well, they could, but the take it first.
The major problem with that
ask the man. Is he'll know.
The major problem with that is. That's a great idea.
Yes.
It's a very solid idea. The one problem is, do you have any fucking idea what the Americans would do if you invaded any part of their fucking world? They would fucking...
Boom! Like,
they're the king of decisive action!
Okay, but the thing is, they wouldn't even send troops in. Or they might send some troops in, and then we'd sit there with our 7.62 machine guns and kill them as they came up the beach.
No, they would then
they'd go, wait a minute... We don't actually care about this land. It's just the idea that they've invaded the United States. So
sink
we will just
it.
Blow it,
sink
all
it.
To piss and kill all these rant radio people.
Have a problem.
And it'll all disappear and it'll be completely useless, but we will win. And then they just bomb the shit out of it.
We're making a great big black rant radio flag. Black. The fucking thing is ourselves.
It's just black.
And then fight a guerrilla war.
Yeah. Actually, I kind of like the idea of going out by the Americans spending, you know, $1.5 billion for that cruise missile to
hey,
take
third.
Us out.
We can prepare some fake positions.
They have the extra money to waste anyway.
Okay.
Can I just say one thing? There's a wonderful film from the 60s called, it's with Peter Sellers, called The Mouse That Roared.
Uh-huh.
In it, this tiny little country that's about 3 square miles declares war on the United States so that when it's over, the United States will come in and build them up the way they did Japan and Germany.
Don't do that.
Unfortunately, they actually win the war.
That's why it's a movie.
I know. It's
we
a comedy. I understand
that
it's a comedy.
Funny.
Sean, it's...
That's our next movie, The Mouse That Roared.
Sorry.
Yeah, you rent this?
Yeah, the Mouse That Roared, yes, yeah. Peter Sellers. In about 11 different roles, if I remember correctly.
It's almost time to end the show.
It's almost time to end the show.
Wait a second, have we called... We have two things we haven't done.
Movie Man.
All right, it's movie time. We can take the phone off the hook. Oh, we also have messages, but we'll try that. Movie time.
Beep, 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 beep.
Woo! What?
Nice beach?
Beach. It's kind of cool. It's a cool beach. We're waking up the movie man.
Hello?
Oh, hey, movie man, how's it going?
Pretty good. Hang on 1 second.
Okay. It is kind of late at night, so we kind of...
There we go.
Sorry it took us so long to call you. As I give you the excuse every week, we're very unorganized.
That's quite all right.
Okay, movie master.
So what movie do you have for us this week?
What movie do I have for you this week?
We just asked that.
I know.
Don't answer the question with the question.
Thinking. Have you seen any movies, or...?
I have not. Just trying to think. I'm trying to go back and see if I can remember something good that I've seen recently.
We do have a question for you.
Movie Man, this is Dak, and I think there's a movie we can tell them not to watch.
Which one?
Do not rent, do not buy, do not see...
Okay, this is kind of like false advertising, if you ask me. The movie is called The Gunfighter. It'll be showing up video stores soon. And it's called The Gunfighter. And it says, Francis Ford Coppola presents The Gunfighter. And you look at the back of it, and it's got a picture of Martin Sheen on the back. And you're thinking, hey, this might not be that bad. Holy cow. It was written and directed by Christopher Coppola. Uh-huh. Francis Ford Coppola's kid. This thing, we got about 5 minutes into it, and went, all right, let's watch... World's Worst Police Video.
Which Movie Man hates with a burning passion and threatened me with death several times every time I even try to come near Fox because we live together. It's kind of shameful, actually. It's one of those guilty pleasures I like.
We do have a question for you.
Okay.
What punishment would you bestow upon pedophiles?
Convicted
pedophiles. Well, just pedophiles. Because saying that they're pedophiles doesn't matter whether they've been convicted. If you could take a pedophile and punish him, what would you do?
That's right.
Okay, there we go. Simple, chemical, or physical?
Whether, pardon me?
Chemical or physical?
Either one.
Whatever derives the most pleasure from the
body. I'm not familiar enough with chemical castration as to know whether or not it actually worked.
Assuming it worked, would you use that rather than real castration?
Yes.
Going back to castration, here's a little tidbit out of history. There was a form of operatic singer called a castrati.
Castrati.
Does anyone know how they used to cauterize the wound?
No.
Boiling butter.
Hey, wow. Oh. That would really hurt the nuts.
No, no, remember, they've been removed.
So they're gone.
Yeah, but a little garlic in that, and you know, you got something kind of...
Thank you, Moomoo, man.
Thanks, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
Thanks later. For phoning in. Okay, we're going to try and do some messages. Let's see if I have any messages.
We're going to do some messages.
Some really sick...
see if anybody left a message.
Speculation as to the dietary habits of fire masters in the Middle Ages.
Messages. To Faith. First message. Sent today at 10:25.
During the show.
Derek, it's Dave. I'm home. Give me a call. Got lots to talk to you about. Give me a call. Ciao.
Yeah, he phoned. We know that.
End of message.
Goodbye.
Erased.
One more message.
Sent today at 10:33 p.m.
Hey, Darcy, this is Bob from downstairs. I'm just getting your message now. It's 10:30. Just want to find out what time you guys do your thing until. Maybe it's too late. I don't know. You can page me for the next 20 minutes. I'm on my way home, and maybe I'll stop by wherever you're at. All right, Darcy, see you then. Bye.
Mm. Kind of late. It's only 2 minutes
that's
left.
It's Bob
over.
From Beirut. That's the
Bob from that's downstairs. He lives in Wyoming. And he's a cool guy.
Bob from downstairs. Let's see. Ofie Dofie says, hey, everyone, know that back in the day they used to try people by having two marbles, a white and a black marble, and they dumped them into a black tar pit. And the criminal had to pick out the white one or they played football with their head. Never
what
heard
culture
of that
is this from?
I don't know. Back
in
the
sure
day.
That happens. Even if he made that up, I'm sure that happened somewhere.
Well, sure.
No, I agree with you on that one. We were a very
happened somewhere.
All
right. It's time for us to bid you a fond adieu.
Farewell. Goodbye.
So bye from
Sumerian.
And the chicken.
And Dak.
Wait. Wait for it. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. It's almost over, but you're just caught at the end. It sounds like Bob from Peru.
Bob from Peru.
Yep. On his bad phone, long-distance phone from Peru. What's up?
Satellite phone. I was just calling in regards to, I guess, the topic of... What the fuck was I calling about? I don't know.
Ah, that's not called decisive action.
Vortex is going to leave some token Frencher, abiento. Captain Kirk says what?
Says goodnight.
Okay, and I say goodnight, and we'll see you next week.
Yaba.
Same
bad
time. You're Sumerian. Sumerians have no rulers. You're a barbarian. You live free in the world. You owe allegiance to no one. Is that not so?
It is and it always will be. If you want to know more about Sumerian, listen Sunday nights at 9 p.m. for the What the Hell Show.
Well, you know, I would listen, but I have to get up really early.
I want to listen, but my modem is just too slow.
As soon as I get enough money, I can go on the internet, and I'll listen right away.
I keep flipping through the channels, and then I looked everywhere in the TV guide, but it's just not there!
What the hell? What's your excuse? Now at 9 p.m. Sunday nights on Rant Radio. At 20 kilobits per second, anyone can listen to me bitch and complain.